Hello.
Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So do you or does any member of your household work for, let's say, radio or television stations, newspapers, advertising agencies, media organizations, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right, so it'd be a no. All right, perfect. So what are you registered to vote as? Would that be like
a Republican?
Republican. All right, thank you. So as you may be aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
Definitely likely to vote.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather if I give you some categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
I'm 69,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. So generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Nope, right direction.
Right direction. All right, thank you. So from the following, which set of issues are the most important to you and your family as of right now? And the list goes, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, or economic issues like taxes and government spending.
How many can I pick? Just one?
Yeah, just one. Sorry about that.
I think the economy is the one that talks about the economy.
The economy? All right. So would it be affordability issues like inflation,
yeah,
insurance, and housing costs?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Nan Cobb.
Don't know. Never heard of him.
All right. What about Mike Levine?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Addie Owens?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
David Jordan?
Somewhat favorable.
Anthony Sabatini?
Not familiar with him.
Kerry Baker?
Somewhat favorable.
Mark Jordan?
Somewhat favorable.
Ron DeSantis?
I don't remember. More positive, favorable. So what are the two selections before that? In other words,
well,
strong.
I'm sorry?
What are the options that are stronger than somewhat favorable?
It's very favorable.
Yeah, very favorable. We'll go with
all
that.
Right. All right, thank you. And what about Keith Farner?
Not too familiar with them. Sorry.
All right, no worries. So if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th were held today, amongst the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? And the candidates are Mike Levine, Keith Farner, Addie Owens, or Nan Cobb?
I haven't made up my mind yet. Sorry.
Oh, all right, no worries. If you had to choose maybe today, though, who do you think you would lean towards voting then? Like, not necessarily going to vote exactly, but who do you think you might vote for?
Levine,
all right, thank you. So from the same list of candidates, who would be your second choice in the Republican Party, in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Would it be Keith Farner, Addie Owens, or Nan Cobb?
Addie Owens,
all right, thank you. So compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or has it not changed much?
Gotten worse.
gotten worse, all right. So generally speaking, which comes closest to your opinion? Statement number one, which says, bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there's a less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Or statement number two, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless war overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
Number two.
All right. So from which of the following statements does it come closest to your opinion about Joe Biden? So the first one is, number one, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. Number two, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or number three, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that what we all knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running this country. Biden should be ashamed of himself after putting Trump wins he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
Number three,
all right. As you may be currently aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently, so the current property appraiser, Kerry Baker, qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as the write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay a $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of the tax collector David Jordan, paid a $10,000 fee to run as Republican. So now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. So which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, this is a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been sued by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Or statement number two, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary, and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody to blame but himself.
Number two.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few short, like, brief statements about each candidate. And assuming if these were true, what would each of these candidates make you feel? Would they make you feel much more likely to support them for Florida State House, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference? And the first one is a candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return the power to you at the local level, end quote.
Somewhat favorable, whatever you said, somewhat.
Somewhat more likely? All right, perfect.
More,
thank you.
More likely.
A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
what's the worst?
The worst is much less likely.
Much less likely. There you go.
All right. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in separate instances was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Somewhat less likely, or more likely, whatever it is.
Somewhat less likely? All right.
Somewhat less.
A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Somewhat less likely, or more likely, whatever it was.
Somewhat less likely, yes. All right. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for over 30 years.
More likely. Much more likely.
Much more likely, all right. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
Much more likely.
Much more likely, all right. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Much less likely.
Much less likely, all right. A candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
Much more likely.
A candidate who is endorsed by a group I'm sorry. So a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Much less likely.
Much less likely, all right. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Much less likely.
A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
No opinion.
No opinion, all right. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
I'm going to say no opinion on that.
All right, no worries. So when you say no opinion, would you mean like no difference or do you not know?
Yeah, no difference.
All right, yeah. Thank you. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
More likely. Much more.
All right, thank you. And a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. All right, thank you. So, all right, much less likely. All right, cool. So we're almost done. We're about 96% done with the survey. There's like very few questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Have a master's.
Master's, so postgraduate. All right. All right. So do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
I'm torn on that one. I really am. I'm torn on that one.
All right. Well, there is kind of like middle options. So there is if you either like strongly pro-life or somewhat pro-life or somewhat pro-choice or strongly pro-choice.
I would do somewhat pro-life.
All right. Well, this included a survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a
You're
great
welcome.
Rest of your day.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.